This is a body scan practice which allows us to bring mindful awareness to the sensations within our body in the present moment. So bringing an attitude of gentleness and kindness towards this practice, and allowing your experience to be just what it is, not striving for a particular goal, not even relaxation. We're just noticing what's here in the present moment. So the practice can be done seated, but if it's possible, coming to a lying position, bringing some support underneath your head and perhaps under your knees to allow your back to relax. Letting your arms lie where they feel comfortable, either palms up by the side of your body, resting on your lap. And becoming aware of the sensations of your body lying. Places that your body is in contact with the floor or the chair if you're seated. Parts of the feet or the heels. Back of the pelvis. Shoulder blades. Parts of the arms or elbows. Back of your head. If you're seated, the sensation of the weight of your body pushing into the chair. Tuning into these simple sensations of touch and contact. Feeling the weight of your body pushing down and the floor or the chair pushing back up, supporting you, grounding you. Perhaps becoming aware of the other aspects of your experience, the temperature of the room, sounds that are around about, the thoughts that come unbidden, popping into our minds. Any mood or emotion that's here with you right now. Just allowing yourself to acknowledge that all of this will be part of the practice. And now bringing your attention to your breath in the body, lying or sitting. Just noticing that there's movement here with the breath. A lifting at the front of the body as you breathe in. A releasing and dropping as you breathe out. Perhaps noticing the temperature of the air arriving in your nostrils or your throat. And I'll just leave you a moment just to really find your breath so we've got a sense of ourselves breathing and lying or breathing and sitting. And the mind wanders. This is just what minds do. So when you notice that you've drifted into thought, or you've heard a sound, or you're saying some words to yourself, just allowing yourself to acknowledge that your mind's wandered. And as soon as you've noticed it, just bringing it back to the sense of your body lying or sitting and breathing. So now gathering up your attention and taking your attention down to your feet. Just noticing how you do that, how you can choose to take your attention and place it in your feet. Just noticing again where the feet are in contact with the ground, either the back of the heel or the flat of the feet, feeling touch and pressure, contact. Perhaps aware of the temperature of your feet, clothing, socks and shoes, or bare feet touching the air. Maybe aware of the toes. And if you can tune in just for a moment to the skin level, we can sometimes sense pulsing or prickling, tingling, warmth. We're not looking for any special sensations here. We're really just noticing what is here. And that might not be very much. You may not be feeling any sensations. And then with the next breath out, leaving behind the feet and gliding the attention into the ankles and the shins and the calves. So perhaps noticing the sensation of clothing touching the skin. Maybe the bend of the ankle that we can sense into from the inside without even looking. Sensations at the skin, the soft fleshiness of the calf perhaps pushing into the mat or falling from the bone of the leg. And when the mind wanders as it will to sound and thought, other parts of the body, our task is to notice that it's moved from the target of the body, the leg and the calf and the shin, and gently transport it back. And now leaving the calf and the shin and moving your attention to the knees and the thighs. It's a large part of the body and sometimes it's not easy to feel sensation here, but holding your attention there nevertheless. What are you noticing? Perhaps the pressure on the seat if you're seated, or the mat if you're lying at the back of the thighs. Slight bend of the knees, maybe. Material of clothing. And then perhaps taking a few breaths as if we're filling our legs with air and then emptying them as we breathe out, so that we're scanning down the legs from the thighs down to the knees, the ankles, the feet, and then back up again on the out-breath, bathing our legs in our attention, noticing what's there. And then with the next out breath, leaving the legs and moving the attention into the pelvis. So perhaps feeling again the contact with the mat at the back of the pelvis, or the sit bones if you're sitting, pressure in the chair or the floor, the soft, fleshy feeling of the buttocks. Sensations at the hip bones, at the sides. Front of the pelvis. Genital and anal area. And perhaps you're noticing sensations within the pelvis. Sensations of bladder or bowel. And our task here is just to notice what's present in this part of the body, holding our attention here as best we can, bringing curiosity and interest to whatever we notice. And taking a couple of breaths into the pelvis, breathing in and out of this area. And then with the next breath, moving our attention now into the back as it rests against the floor, or perhaps resting against the back of the chair if you're sitting. And maybe you're noticing that this area of the body can sometimes hold some tightness or restriction or discomfort. as best you can, bringing a gentleness here, bringing your breath, and perhaps using some descriptive words to describe the sensations you're experiencing. Pressure and contact with the floor or the chair, tightness, pulling, squeezing. And of course the mind wanders, it will have wandered many times during this practice so far, and our task is to bring it back, but without judgment. Maybe noticing if we're telling ourselves a story about the wandering mind, or making some kind of assessment of it, talking to ourselves about it. See if we can just bring it back, sensing into the back of the body. Back of the body, at the shoulder blades. Maybe you're noticing that there's slight rocking movement as the breath enters and leaves. The back can be felt moving against the mat or the back of the chair. Just tuning into that. And then gliding your attention down to the base of your back. And with the next breath, taking your attention round the front of your body into your belly. Maybe you're noticing here the rise and the fall of the belly with the breath. The stretchy experience of the breath in the belly. Moving it gently up and then releasing it down, or in and out. Maybe you're noticing sensations from deep within the belly, process of digestion or other sensations there. So holding your attention there, sensing what you can feel. Perhaps naming the sensations. Nudging the mind back when it wanders. No problem. So now moving your attention up into your chest. And maybe noticing that this part of the body too moves with the breath. The bony rib cage expanding and releasing as the breath breathes itself. No need to change the breath or influence it anyway. Just allowing it to breathe in and breathe out. Maybe sensing clothing shifting on the chest wall. Maybe you're aware of your heartbeat deep inside your chest. Maybe sensing it as a thud or more of a pulse, or maybe you can't feel it at all. Just bringing your curiosity here to whatever's here for you. And then with the next breath, taking your attention and moving it down into your hands so that you can feel yourself choosing to place your attention down in your hands. Maybe just noticing where they're resting. On your lap, against the mat. Whether the fingers are bent or straight. And for a moment, just sharpening up your attention and tuning into the skin sensations, which may be pulsing or prickling or tingling, or just a sense of warmth. Nudging the attention back when it wanders away, without any fuss about it, just bringing it back. Again and again. Now moving the attention up into the forearms, the wrists, the elbows, which may be resting against the mat or the lap, sides of the chair. Maybe you're noticing cuffs and sleeves, watches and bracelets that you can feel touching the skin. Bend of the elbows, which may be pressing into the mat. Gliding your attention now into the upper arms, which can sometimes be difficult to feel, so if there's not very much there, just allowing that to be your experience. And then taking two or three breaths, as if you're taking your breath in breath all the way down to your fingertips and allowing your out breath all the way back up your arms again. And then, having given the arms some attention, with the next out breath, leaving them and moving your awareness into your neck. Perhaps sensing the gap at the back of your neck or a pillow beneath it. Maybe tuning into any tightness or pulling that may be there. Seeing if you can just allow it to be there, breathing into it. Not making it right or wrong. The front of your neck, and you may experience the breath passing through the throat. Perhaps exploring what a swallow feels like, movement in the muscles in the neck. And if you're noticing as the practice is going on that your attention is being pulled strongly to another part of the body which might be uncomfortable, just allowing your attention to go there for a while and breathing into the area, letting that become the centre of attention and dropping my guiding for a moment and coming back in your own time. So that even if area of the body is uncomfortable, we're still practicing a body scan, we're scanning the area, noticing what's there, noticing our reactions around about it. In your own time, coming back up to the throat and then leaving the throat with the next breath and moving the attention into the face. So perhaps noticing the experience around the mouth, the lips, which might be dry or puffy or moist. Experience within the mouth, sensing the soft tissues of the tongue and the gums and the harder experience of the smooth teeth, the wetness of the mouth, feeling the breath entering the mouth, washing round it. Sensing into the jaw, noticing if there's any tightness there and seeing what happens when you breathe into that. Move your attention to your nose, perhaps feeling the coldness of the air entering the nostrils. And gliding their attention up to the eyes. Maybe you're noticing some light entering even if your eyelids are closed. An experience of the muscles around the eyes. Sensing your expression as a whole now. Just allowing your own face to be its own self. Maybe taking your attention now to your ears for a moment and just hearing what sounds are arriving there. Sensing the back of your head, which may be resting on the pillow, or your hair. Your your scalp. And then having attended in each part of the body, widening your awareness to include the whole body again. Sitting or lying. Noticing the length of your body, the breadth of it, front and the back. Noticing that you're lying or sitting and you have contact with the floor and the ground. Feeling the weight of your body. Feeling the floor supporting your body, the chair supporting your body. For the last few moments of the practice, really connecting again with your breath and your body as a whole, allowing the breath to reach right up to the edges of the envelope of your skin, so that your breath reaches down to your feet, the top of your head, the tips of your fingers, front and back of your body. And just allowing 3 or 4 very conscious breaths to bathe your whole body, refreshing on the in-breath, releasing on the out-breath. And as this body scan practice comes to an end, perhaps becoming aware of the air around about your body, the mat beneath you, sounds in the room, so that you're expanding your awareness. And I'll just gently ring the bells 3 times, just allowing the sound to arrive at your ears, and waiting till the last of the vibration and the bell sound finishes before you gently move